Good morning, Dave, and good morning, Exphil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, I'm going to talk about three books. The first we're going to start with, The Ground Beneath Us by Paul Bogard. And it's about the oldest cities to the last wildernesses and what dirt tells us about who we are. Paul Bogard is the author of The End of Night. It was an homage of night, the night sky, the quiet, the dark, the natural world. We were so fortunate to have hosted him for that book, and this is his latest. And in this, he talks about the most important thing and frequently the most unrecognized thing is the ground, the soil beneath us. And did you know that from New York, 118 million tons of human development rest atop Manhattan Island, to the fact that Mexico City sinks each year, and that still the hollowed grounds of the Civil War battlefields are still coughing up bullets and other pieces of history from the times and so forth. And all this ground is the easiest thing there is for us to forget. So this is a deeply transporting reading that introduces us to farmers, geologists, ecologists, and cartographers in a quest to understand that most important thing that allows us to live and build and be, the ground beneath us. We have, by the philosopher Martha Nussbaum, Not for Profit, Why Democracy Needs the Humanities. And now more than ever, we should be thinking about the place and role of humanities in our lives. And this is a passionate case for why the liberal arts are so imperative as and to be a part of our education and our educational systems. The humanities are essential for creating competent, democratic citizens. And yet recently, the aims of education have gone disturbingly awry, with the focus primarily of economic productivity. Not to say that is necessarily in and of itself a bad thing, but without the presence of the humanities, we lack developed critical thinking, empathetic, the ability to empathize with others. It creates a short-sighted focus on profitable skills that has eroded our ability to criticize authority. It reduces our sympathy with the marginalized and the different, and it damages our competence to deal with complex global problems. So this is a look at the humanities, its place for us in our lives, Not for Profit by Martha Nussbaum. And we're going to wrap it up with Eat This Poem. It's a literary feast of recipes inspired by poetry by Nicole Gulotta. This is a charming, I am entranced and charmed by this little book. It is complete with poems from some of our most revered living and past poets, Jane Kenyon, Billy Collins, Mary Oliver, to just name a few. And in it we have recipes. This author is a, she constructs and creates recipes. They're very intriguing and delicious-looking recipes, such as triple ginger coffee cake. Perhaps one of the most sweet things I encountered in this book was the poem by Joy Harhoe called Perhaps the World Ends Here, in which she says, "The world begins at a kitchen table." And the author muses about the role of the table in our lives, from eating and nourishment to problem-solving, to reminiscing. It's a beautiful little book that combines the best of language in poetic form and essay, and really is some exquisite recipes. So that's Eat This Poem by Nicole Gulotta. And that's what we have in new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.